This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're talking this week about aquariums and fish tanks. And Rick, I've put you in the unfortunate position of not being able to ask the questions, but having to answer them, because nobody knows more about fish tanks and aquariums than you. And I wanted to get back to a question that I asked you during the last segment. We started talking about the different kinds of aquariums that people can get to. Talk a little bit more about that, because a lot of people, they look at tanked and they see these very grandiose saltwater and elaborate fish and all of that. And that may not always be the best starting place for somebody who's relatively new to the hobby and doesn't feel like getting a whole lot of very expensive fish and unfortunately not having a great experience with them. So kind of go from there. If someone is beginning, where should they start?
Yeah, well, first remember that you have a community of friends in your home now. You're inviting fish into your living room.
Right.
You know, these are your friends. These are your pets.
Right.
You know, so if you respond to it in that way, you know, can they be swimming around in a car? Sure. Can they be swimming around in a bus? Sure. Can they be swimming around in something that looks like the Ace of Spades or something? Yeah, they can.
Right.
But the reality is that they're still, first and foremost, the primary thing is you need to be fascinated with that life, you know, whether it's, you know, a shrimp or a very unusual saltwater fish. You have to be fascinated enough that it's going to gain your interest and curiosity and companionship for quite a long time, because I hate to say the word owning, but you're owning these animals.
Right.
You know, they're dependent upon you.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at putting a tank in, the tank is the skin around it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, and we want it to look nice. We want a nice, you know, you've got a nice suit jacket. You know, you look nice in that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the reality is it's the soul of Lee that makes everything happen.
Right.
And the same thing with the fish tank. It's, you know, I don't dress particularly fancy, but I have to maybe throw more of my soul out there, you know what I mean? You know, but I don't necessarily need to.
It's all right. You got a whole lot of soul, Rick Preuss.
A whole lot of soul. Fish soul. So, no pun intended.
Yeah, that's fine. And what I hear you saying is that it's the design of the tank is wonderful, and I think maybe one of the mistakes that sometimes people make is they come in and they're so mesmerized by the beautiful colors and the interesting shapes and forms
mm-hmm.
that fish come in, but they don't necessarily look at, is that going to be something I can create an ideal environment for them to be able to survive? Because again, I go back to my days when I had aquariums, and I'll never forget my big first angelfish that I had, who was so smart. We called him Einstein because he was just a brilliant fish, and he lived for many years, and I knew exactly when I was going to feed him, and he knew when I was going to feed him, and we had rituals that we did together. And you're right, there's a personality to it. And he wasn't the most attractive fish that I ever had,
mm-hmm.
but he was, I knew him, and there was a personality to that fish, mm-hmm. and that's an important part of the whole experience.
And when people come into the store, if they come in with an open mind of and they're focusing on what kind of animal they would like to share their lives with, you know, oddly enough, characters like axolotls. What's an axolotl?
A good question.
You know, so we have one employee that's just geeked on these axolotls. You could show out of 30, 40 customers coming through the store thinking about going into the hobby, you know, if you didn't know that an axolotl could be your pet, you know, none of them are going to walk the door. But he happens to be really... Jordan is his name, and he's really excited about them. So he points them out to every customer.
Right.
Now, they don't live with other fish. They only live with themselves. But if somebody's thinking about a 10 or 20-gallon aquarium and they want something that's fun and very comical looking, you know, just take a quick Google search on the word axolotl, and you're going to find a very strange animal. This is an amphibian that's out of Mexico.
Right.
And it lives within caves. Well, there's almost no place left on the planet where that lives in nature.
Right.
Okay, because all of those environments have been invaded or destroyed or in some way impacted in such a way that axolotls live within a very small, they only lived in a very small geological or geographical area anyhow.
Right.
And unfortunately, our planet can only handle so much. So, but these characters, you've seen pictures of them, I'm sure, but they have their gill structures sticking outside of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this very comical look to them, and they're like a newt or a salamander, but they're gray-bodied, or they happen to have some phosphorescence genetic manipulation that's occurred, and they're fluorescent green or they're fluorescent yellow, you know. But nonetheless, whether they have color or not, they have this really, supple, leathery look to them. They're a newt. They get big. We have one on display that's like maybe 8-10 inches. And you point them out, and people are like, "What? What is that thing?" And
right.
that's what the hobby is. It's a hobby of curiosity.
Right.
You know, what is it? And then how do I care for it? What do I need for it? And lots of people have axolotl tanks. At MSU, there is endless amounts of research, and they have hundreds and hundreds of axolotls there because they happen to exhibit a very, very strange nervous system that leads us to many discoveries in science.
Right.
You know, but they just happen to also look very, very peculiar.
Right. Well, and I think that peculiar look is, again, what drives a lot of people to them, because I think of a lionfish as something that attracts a lot of attention from a lot of people. Or I think of the porcupine puffer that I saw in your store this week that, again, talk about a character and a personality. They've got them in spades, but might not necessarily, again, be the right place for people to go because some of these characters don't live well with others. And another example I can think of is how many people start an aquarium. Oh, I got to have a shark. I need a shark.
Yeah.
And people are fascinated. And the Discovery Channel has done a great job of creating this magic aura about sharks because Shark Week has been going on for 20 years. But that's not necessarily the best place to go with a fish tank when it comes to getting a companion or having a neat tank that you're going to want to spend time with.
Whether it's at our store or wherever you happen to go, wherever's going to be able to serve you, because we go through a pretty wide audience here, including we're online, so people are maybe listening to this in Denver.
Right.
The reality is that you want to go explore and decide, you know, what the store is keeping within their facility. What is it? Can I have that? Is that something I'm fascinated with? You know, in some cases, you can find something that's been shown on TV as to be peculiar and unusual, and because the store just doesn't happen to carry it, that's one thing. But, you know, the thing that I think that's important to think about with tanked is they are, and they dress themselves up as that, is they're the phenomenal tank builder.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't manufacture tanks.
Right.
They are, you know, they are ATM, which is acrylic tank manufacturer.
Right.
They are fantastic at that. They took a dentist office and they did it in record time. They turned this local dentist office. I remember working with the dentist at the time and I couldn't help him because I can't build 6,000 gallon aquariums.
Right.
But they were able to come in and he only had a couple months to have this accomplished. They got a hold of him and ATM came and put in a 6,000-gallon hexagonal tank that speared away from each, you know, each of the tables are looking at that aquarium.
Right.
Many people come in and say they've been to that dentist office because he services the great area because he's a more like a surgeon rather than just your average dentist.
Right.
And wow, you know, that is a fantastic accomplishment. And I think if you wanted to get, whether it's ATM involved or us, there's a limit as to what our abilities are going to be because we don't fabricate strange and unusual acrylic tanks. You just have to go back to the basics of what does it take to be successful with that experience and why am I actually doing it?
Right. But and really the big ingredient that you have to look at is there's a lot of facets to these because the tank, as you mentioned earlier, it's the skin. It's the outside.
Yep.
But what makes for the successful experience and the beauty of it is what's inside the tank, which means picking a bunch of different fish or organisms that have the ability to coexist sure. in that particular environment, and then being able to build that environment and maintain it over time, which is the real challenge of the whole thing. And my guess is that that's the thing that you spend the most time on.
Yeah. The energy coming into the door is very good energy. You know, people have good reasons for wanting to have fish in their living room. The trouble is that we need to somehow tactfully work them from where they're at
to where they need to be.
Right. You know, they need to realize that in that 10-gallon aquarium, you know, a fish that gets 6 inches long isn't going to work out very well.
Right.
So, but good news is that's what we try to do is exercise lots of little animals in our store, you know, lots of characters swimming around and having fun so they might get connected with that.
Right. Well, and then Rick, after the break, I'd like to have you take me through exactly how to set up that chemistry and get that perfect mix so that these characters can survive. So that's where the conversation is going to go right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WI. ILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/MMPets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
You looked all right, dear.